evening and welcome to Polinski Field. It is senior night for the Bears. It's Thursday night football here in Willow Springs. The Bears welcoming the Ava Bears. Apologies a little late getting on tonight, but we are just about ready to kick it off. The Willow Bears will kick it away to Ava. Aiden Stewart, the senior, with the onside kick to start the game. It's covered at the 45, and that's where Ava will take over. Just underway here at Polinski Field. The Bears and the Bears. Willow coming in at 0-8 on the season. Ava is the number four team in the state in Class 3. They are 8-0. They're already the SCA champs, and they average 55 points a game. So that's pretty much all you need to know about Ava. And definitely this, I would say, is the Bears' best team they've played this season. So it'll be a very tough test for the Bears here on Thursday Night Football. Last regular season game of the year. There will be a district game next week. The Bears will be traveling to potentially Forsyth or Stratford. We'll have to wait till tomorrow night to find out where the Bears will go in Week 10. But for Week 9, it's Thursday night. Ava's got the ball. We're ready to go. Ava's got it. First and 10 from their own 46-yard line. There's the snap. Pitch back to the running back on the right side, looking for a seam. Has it. Carries a couple of guys with him, but does not pick up a first down. He picks up about 6 yards on the run. And that is Ryan Dixon. Ryan Dixon, the senior for Ava on the carry. And Ava will come back under center. Very run-oriented team as they have always been. Ava under center. Puts the guy in motion, hands it to the first back through, and he carries the pile to a first down inside Bear territory. Hunter Adams, that's the guy. He's a junior. Remember him playing here as a freshman, and he absolutely ran over the Bears. It's rare to see a freshman running back dominate the way Adams did. He missed last year due to an injury. He is back and better than ever in the Ava backfield. First and 10 for the Ava Bears on the Willow 43-yard line. Back to Dickinson. He shreds the defense, gets down to the 25, to the 22, and moves the chains once again. Dixon, the senior, over the right side, pick up another first down, spot the ball at the 23-yard line. It's first and 10 for Ava on the Willow 23. Ava's had to run a few plays here on their first drive. Keeping it on the ground. This will be play number four on this opening drive, first and 10 at the Willow 23-yard line. Quarterback takes the snap, pitches back to the left side. New running back turns the corner and takes it into the end zone for a touchdown for Ava. Tyson Tidwell, the senior running back, the third running back on this drive. It takes Ava four plays. They go 55 yards in a minute 36, and Ava leads it 6-0. They'll be lining up for the two-point conversion, it looks like. Bears have faced teams with extra point kickers the last 2 weeks. Ava will go for two. Quarterback back to throw. It's a sidearm pass that falls incomplete. So the two-point conversion is no good. And the Willow Bears will get their first crack at it with 10:24 to go in the first quarter. Ava on top. Nothing. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Polinski Field, Ava leading 6-0, and the Bears from Douglas County will kick it off. Bears will return it at about the 12-yard line. John Ball back in there. He'll return it up to the 20, get it up to the 23, and he's stopped right there. So Willow will take over at their own 23-yard line. We'll be keeping close tabs tonight. There's no other football in the area because, again, it's Thursday night, and that's been difficult to get through my head all day. It is Thursday, and this is the only football game in the area. But we do have a big basketball or a volleyball game going on in Mountain Grove tonight. The Lady Bear volleyball team in the semifinal of districts playing Forsyth, and we'll give you updates on that as we get them tonight. So stay tuned for that. Ferguson out of the gun, fumbles the ball. dives back to get it at about the 17. So Willow loses 6 yards on their first play from scrimmage, and they're backed inside the 20. Spotted at the 17, first or second down and 17 for the Bears. Need to get it out to the 34-yard line to have a first down. Yeah, Lady Bears, the number 2 seed in the district tournament. They are playing Forsyth, the 3 seed, tonight. That match started at 6:30, so we'll keep you updated on that. If they can win, they'll be in the district championship game on Monday. Ferguson out of the backfield, takes the snap, wants to throw, got a man. It's Stewart, makes the catch. Stewart to the 35, to the 40, to the 50, crosses midfield into Ava territory, and Willow moves the chains. A nice pass from Ferguson to Stewart, and Stewart showcasing that speed that we've seen in some games in the Willow offense. That's a positive. If you're looking for positives for this Bear team, Willow put together the last 3 games, they've scored at least 2 touchdowns. Ferguson, the snap goes through his legs, back to get it is Ava, and they lose it. It's up for grabs, and they're showing that Ava has the ball. So Willow, after a great offensive play, got it into Ava territory, and then a bad snap went through the legs of Ferguson, and Ava jumps on it, and the Ava Bears will take over in Willow territory at the 39-yard line with 9:17 to go in the first quarter, already leading 6-0. Just bad snap, and had a couple of those on that drive from the Bears center. Ava back on offense, 1st and 10. Quarterback under center. Flips it to the right side. Running back looking for some blocks. He's got it. To the 25, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, to the house. Touchdown. Ava on one play. Ryan Dixon takes it in. It took Ava 4 plays on their first drive. It takes them 1 on drive number 2, and they're up 12-0. Great blocking. And you can see why this Ava team is so good. That offense that Ava runs, they run it their entire program, and by the time these kids get to high school, they know it very, very well, and it's very effective, so fundamentally sound. Ava will go for 2 here. Fakes the handoff. Quarterback wants to throw, looking for options, running out of them. Throws it into the back of the end zone. It's dropped, and the 2-point conversion is no good. 9:08 to go, first quarter. Ava leads Willow 12-0. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Polinski Field, Bears with the return on the Ava kickoff. Get it up to about the 23-yard line. Willow will take over there. And had a decent first possession. Ferguson connected with Stewart on about a 30-yard pass play. Got it into Ava territory, but then fumbled the ball away. And Ava quickly, one play is all it took. They've got a couple of touchdowns here in the first 3 minutes of play. And Willow will start over, 1st and 10 on their own 23-yard line. Ferguson out of the gun. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Rutledge back with him in the backfield. Ferguson wants to throw. Heaves it up there. Got a man downfield. Caught by Stewart on a deflection. Stewart trying to stay in bounds. Gets it across midfield with a 45 down to the 42. And Ferguson and Stewart making it work here in the first quarter. Now Stewart comes out of the game a little gimpy on the sideline. They're going to take a look at him as he gets his helmet off. That's a shame because Ferguson and Stewart has worked here in the first few minutes. Bears have not even attempted a run yet. Ferguson out of the gun. Takes the snap. Hands off to Rutledge. Rutledge gets second level and gets about a 5-yard gain. Jordan Rutledge with a nice carry. Rutledge, Stewart, 2 of the 4 seniors on this team. Zeppelin Gillum, 4-year senior lineman. What a job he's done for the Bears. And then Montana Coates as well, 4 seniors, 2 of them at least just playing football their first year. Ferguson takes the snap, hands off to Rutledge, and he is hammered in the backfield. Ava was going to let that happen once, not twice. He'll lose about 3 yards on the play, bring up a 3rd down and 8 for Willow on the Ava 40-yard line. Stewart and Rutledge really stand out for their willingness to come out and play this year. and try to help this team out. And Gillum for his consistency, and Coates for seniors being honored tonight in football. Ferguson takes the snap, wants to throw, being pressured. He is going to be sacked back in the Bear backfield. They blow the whistle, thankfully. Ferguson never went down. He just got pushed back all the way back to the 45 of Willow. We'll see where they want to spot the ball. And they will spot it. Should spot it at midfield. They're going to put it just inside the Willow 49-yard line. And Willow showing that they're going to just go for it. Not interested in punting too much tonight. Fourth down and 20 for Willow. Ferguson takes the snap back, wants to throw, and gets hammered at about the 40-yard line. Ava coming on the blitz now, and the Willow line has no answer for that, and Ava will take over at the Willow 40-yard line. So for the second straight drive, Ava will start at the Willow 40. It took them just one play from scrimmage on their last drive to put it into the end zone, and they're looking for touchdown number three. They've not connected on any extra points. That's why it's still 12-0 here with 7:09 to go in the first quarter. Beautiful night tonight here at Polinski Field for Thursday Night Football. Aiden Lane goes under center. Lane with the handoff, running back, sheds a couple of tacklers, gets about 7 yards across the 35, down to about the 34-yard line. That's Hunter Adams, 6'1", 215, and he is an absolute load for the Ava Bears. Ava, the number four team in the state in Class 3. Highest ranked, best team Willow has played this year, saving the best for last. Handoff up the middle, running back, through tackle, second level to the end zone, touchdown, Ava. That's Hunter Adams. Adams takes it 34 yards, and Ava's right back in the end zone, lead at 18-0, nearing the halfway point of the first quarter. It took Ava four plays on their first drive, one on their second, two on their third, so seven plays, three touchdowns. They'll go for two again. Quarterback throws it into the end zone. There it is. Completes the pass this time. Two-point conversion is good. And with 6:27 to go in the first quarter, Ava leads Willow 20-0. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Bears with the return on the kickoff from Ava. Return it to the 19-yard line. That's where Willow will take over. First and 10 for the Willow Bears from their own 19, trailing 20-0 with 6:21 to go here in the first quarter. Update from volleyball. They were late getting started tonight. They were scheduled to start at 6:30. They're off and running now. The two-seeded Lady Bears trailing number three-seeded Forsyth 10-5. That's in the first set. So it's early, but we'll try to keep you posted on the Lady Bears district semifinal tonight in Mountain Grove. Ferguson takes the snap for Willow, keeps it, rolls to his left, gets pinned in and pinned back. He'll lose 3 yards back to the 16, and it will be second down and 13 for Willow. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our fall sports focus, but it's getting smaller. Tennis is done. Volleyball we'll have live updates for. We'll talk some cross-country, but we also have Coach Forrest coming up to visit with us, and he's going to talk boys basketball. We are about a month away from having some basketball action here in Willow Springs, so we'll talk to Coach Forrest coming up at halftime. Ferguson, second down and 13 from the Bears 16. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. Handoff up the middle. Rutledge gets knocked backwards. He'll lose another yard. Back to the 15. And it will be third down and 15 for the Bears coming up here. Ferguson and Stewart had a little luck early with some pass connections, but Stewart came out a little gimpy. He's back in there now. We'll see if Willow wants to try to go back to Aiden Stewart here on third and 15. Ferguson takes the snap, rolls, wants to throw, but the Ava back is in the backfield so fast he has no chance. Gets wrestled down at the 2-yard line, loses tons of yards. They're going to mark him down at the 5. A little bit of a break there. The Ava linebacker, so quick into the backfield. Logan Churchill, he's a junior. This Ava team is so complete, and you know, we've seen some good teams this year, but Ava probably tops them all. They are the likely number one seed in their district. They are the SCA champs this year and playing like it. Stewart will kick out of his own end zone. It will drop at the 30, hit at the 35, and here comes Ava. They're going to run it back to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Ava. Hutchison, the kick return man, takes Stewart's punt from the end zone, fields it at about the 30, and just waltzes into the end zone for another Ava touchdown, and they go up 26-0, still 4 minutes to go in quarter number one. Swillow defense, it's been tough on them this year. They're averaging 65 points against this year. Ava will go for 2. Lane, back to throw. They like to throw on their two-point conversions and found a guy wide open in the corner of the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. And with 4:02 to go in the first quarter, Ava goes up 28-0. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Football right here on Classic Country, KUKU. Willow returns the kick from Ava. Got a little seam there. Gets up to the 25. Dive ahead to the 30-yard line. John Baugh on the return for Willow. And the Maroon Bears will get back on offense. Straightening 28-0 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Marty Spence with you tonight. Larry Spence still on assignment. Been gone for a couple of weeks. But never fear. He will return for next week's district game on the road. Bears probably going to either Forsyth or Stratford for their district game. Maybe the top seed in their district. Mountain Grove, the likely number 2 in that Class 3 district. Again, Ava's number 4 in the state in Class 3. Bears played Marionville. They're the number 1 team in the state in Class 1. But Marionville, great team, and taking nothing away from them. But this Ava team is—they're special, and we'll be rooting for them as they go through their state run. Pitch it into the backfield. Going to go right side this time. Shed a couple of tacklers. Take it into the end zone. Touchdown, Ava. There is a flag at the 20-yard line that may be holding, and that may come back. It was Dixon on the carry from the pitch by Lane. Whitehat will have the explanation for us. He's pointing at the 25-yard line. That's where he wants the flag placed. It is holding on Ava. So bring back that touchdown. And Ava will have to try it again. Senior night here at Polinski Field. Not just senior night for the football guys. We've talked about Stewart, Rutledge, Coates, and Gillum. It's also senior night for our band kids, our tennis players, our cross-country athletes, just a lot of fun stuff going on tonight at Polinski Field. Bear Pride Band performing at halftime. They've won a bunch of awards. We're going to talk about that at halftime as well. Lane with the handoff. He's got a lot of blockers in front of him. Stumbles at the 20, but keeps on his feet, carrying tacklers with him inside the 5, down to the 3. Adams, that is a prototypical Adams run for Ava. He had people on him. He stumbled, and he just keeps his feet moving and keeps carrying the piles all the way down to the 4-yard line. Great running back. He was as a freshman. Again, had last year off with the injury, but he has returned with a vengeance in his junior year. Lane will take the snap. Little reverse handoff into the end zone. Touchdown, Ava. Tidwell takes it in for the score, and Ava goes up 34-0 with 3:13 to go in the first quarter. again line up for two. They've got a great kicker on the kickoff guy is doing a pretty good job, but they are going for two. More high school offenses do this. We've seen Lane back to pass, being rushed, throws it into the back of the end zone, incomplete. Two-point conversion is no good. And with 3:13 to go in the first quarter, Ava will kick it off again, leading Willow 34-0. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Ball with the kickoff return for the Bears. Stumbled at about the 12. They will mark him down at the 14. That's where Willow will take over on offense, trailing by 34 points with 3 minutes still to go in the first quarter of this one. Again, keep checking that volleyball score for you. There's no other football tonight, Thursday night football. I know the bumper you just heard said stay tuned for the locker room show. Clearly that's tomorrow night, but special Thursday night football here on KUK. That's to help with the umpire shortage around the state. Ferguson hands off to the right side. Rutledge is met right there. Ball may have popped loose at the end of that run, but I think they're going to mark Rutledge down. And no, it's not. Ava recovers the fumble at the 10-yard line. So Willow with another turnover just to complicate things here in the first quarter. They will give the ball back to Ava at the Willow 10, we'll make it the 11-yard line. First and 10, Ava, from the Willow 11. Aiden Lane, the 5'10 sophomore quarterback for Ava, just a sophomore quarterback. Quarterback in this offense, got to be smart, you know who you're handing it off to, and he hands it off to Adams. That's a good choice. He runs into the end zone. Touchdown, Ava. And check that, Dixon with the score for Ava, and it is 40-0. 40-0 Ava with 2:53 left to go in the first quarter. The Ava Bears scoring at will, and Willow not able to hold on to the ball and take up any kind of time here in the first quarter. Ava will go for two, throw it into the corner of the end zone, incomplete. No good. And they will kick off yet again. We'll keep it right here, Sean. We're keeping Sean busy. Playing lots of commercials here in the first quarter, and I'm sure there'll be more to come, but we'll just keep this one right here while we wait for Ava to kick off yet again. Update from volleyball. First set goes to Forsyth, 25-14. The Forsyth Panthers, the 3 seed, take the first set from Willow, 25-14. So a tough way to start things out for the Lady Bears, but it's a 5 set, best out of 5 in high school volleyball now, so still plenty of time for the Lady Bears to recover there, but hopefully they can get things going in Mountain Grove. We'll keep you updated on that one. We'll also have some cross-country updates. Cross-country had a big meet in Houston today, the Tiger Trail Classic. We'll see how our all-conference runners did today in Houston. There's the kickoff for Ava. It'll go back to ball at the 10, 15, up to the 20. Tries to make the turn and gets shoved out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. That's where Willow will take over. Lots of things that the Willow football program going to have to work on during the offseason. Hopefully some growing and maturing and getting stronger. District about to open up a new weight training facility for all of our athletes, not just football, but all teams will benefit from that new facility going on just below Mumford Gym. And as the teams approach the line, the official signals for a stop of the clock. They're going to converse. Everybody was ready to go, and the official waved them off. Maybe an equipment issue, but whatever it was, it's fixed to everybody's satisfaction, and we're ready to go. Ferguson in the gun. Dillon takes the snap, drops back, wants to throw, fires a rocket to the sideline through the hands of Baugh, incomplete, and it'll be 2nd and 10 for Willow from their own 21-yard line. volleyball team in districts tonight. Cross country will be a week from Saturday. Will be their district meet. Of course, tennis had such a great run this year. Ferguson in the gun. Two receivers to his left, one to his right. Spares on their own 21. Ferguson takes the snap. Hands off, and the running back is knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Rutledge with the carry. He'll pop up, and the Bears will be looking at third down and 10. Had a couple of positive plays early through the air, but haven't had much since then. Ava coached by Casey Merrifield. Of course, Coach Swofford there for a long time, and Coach Merrifield has done a tremendous job keeping this program right where it needed to be, and Ava just keeps churning out winners. Ferguson, low snap, picks it up, throws it. It's tipped and incomplete. And it'll be fourth down and 10 for the Bears with 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Looks like the punt team will come on. Ava's already returned a punt for a touchdown tonight. Returned a fumble at the, or captured a fumble at the Bears' 10-yard line. So Ava's had some quick strikes, obviously. When you got 40 points in the first quarter, they could get up to the 50-point mark here in the first quarter. That is not out of the realm of possibility. Stewart will punt it. It's a line drive kick that hits and goes out of bounds at the 50. And that's where Ava will take over. Not a bad idea, really. Not a returnable kick. And gets the Bears out of a hole there. Not a net 30-yard kick for Aiden Stewart. And Ava will take over, leading by 40 with a minute 53 left to go in the first quarter. Aiden Lane will bring his troops to the line. Ava in their all-white jerseys, yellow helmets. Bears all maroon with the white helmets. Ava going west to right. Lane will go under center. One back behind him. Two wings on either side. Put one in motion. Snap to the right side. To the 40. To the 35. 30. 20. 15. 10. Touchdown, Ava. Dixon again with another touchdown. And it's 46-0, first quarter at Polinsky Field. Bears just have no answer for Ava. They are scoring at will. And they'll go for two. Lane under center. Takes the snap. Little reverse. They're going to run it on a two-point conversion for the first time tonight. And they score. 1:42 to go. First quarter. Ava 48. Willow 0. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Willow returning another kickoff from Ava. Baugh stumbles at the 24, dives ahead to the 25. That's where Willow will take over and try to keep the ball for a few minutes, and the official, there was a flag at the Willow coaching staff. I'm sure is very frustrated at this point in the game. I'm assuming it's a sideline infraction on Willow. Sideline warning. I don't think any yardage will be deducted yet, but there's your warning, and the next time they'll take some yards for it. Bears on first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Minute 37 to go, first quarter, trailing 48-0. A little hesitation coming out of the huddle. Have not wound the clock at this point. And now they wind the clock. Bears break the huddle. course, the game clock will not start until the ball is snapped here on the first play of this possession. Ferguson takes it at the 20. Hands off to Rutledge, who is driven backwards. We'll give him a loss of 2. Mark him down at the 23. It'll be second down and 12 for Willow. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll check in on the other activities going on around campus, including the Bear Pride Band. They've been racking up the trophies lately. And we'll have an interview with Coach Dustin Forrest and preview Bear basketball. We've got a full season of basketball coming up in just a matter of weeks. Ferguson, second and 12, under a minute to go in the first. Takes the snap. Hands off to Rutledge, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, gets it up to the 25, up to about the 28, about a 5-yard carry for Ferguson off the fake to Rutledge. One of the Bears' more positive running plays tonight, and it'll bring up a third down and 7 for Willow. Have to run one more play to get out of the first quarter. And it will be a third and 7 from the Willow 28-yard line. Ferguson, two receivers on his right, one to the left. Takes the snap, the low snap, fumbled, picked up by Ferguson, and then he'll be sacked back at about the 14-yard line, and it'll be fourth and a mile for the Bears when we come back for the start of the second quarter. After one quarter at Polinski Field, Ava 48, Willow 0. Back in a minute, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Polinski Field, Bears facing a fourth down and 19 from their own 16. Aiden Stewart will head back to punt. He'll punt just shy of his end zone, standing at about the 4-yard line. Ava's returned a punt for a touchdown as one of their 7 touchdowns they've had here in the first quarter. So we start quarter number 2. Ava 48-0, probably starting to shuttle in some fresh jerseys, I would think, here in the second quarter. Good punt, end-over-end punt. Going to be taken at the 48 by the Ava up. Man, he sheds a couple of tacklers, gets to the 35. That's where Ava will take over first and 10 from the Willow 35-yard line. Ava has been quick to score tonight. Their longest drive was their first drive of the game, and it took them 4 plays to get it in the end zone. Since then, I think 2 has been their high watermark on plays on a drive before a score. This is the only game in the area tonight. It's a Thursday night football game, and teams encouraged to schedule at least one Thursday or Saturday game in a season to help with the official shortage. Ava on a counter play, run it to the 30, to the 25, and they are right back in the end zone. One play, Hutchinson takes it in, a flag comes flying in after the touchdown. And I can imagine a lot of frustrated guys in maroon jerseys down there. It's been an incredibly long year for those kids, and I know they're giving everything they've got, and at some point it just frustration level has got to boil over. We'll see what looked like the flag came in after the play, so I would guess it would be a personal foul, but the officials talking about it, and the flag's at about the 8-yard line, so it could be a hold, perhaps. It just came in late, if that's what it was. We'll get the official explanation. It's not NFL Thursday Night Football, so you won't get the audio explanation from the head umpire, but we will get his visual cues. Personal foul on Ava. Touchdown is good, and the penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. So, it does not take away the touchdown. Ava goes up 54-0. There was a personal foul on Ava after the play, and that's, man, if you're the coach of the Ava Bears, that's got to irritate you. You're beating the team by 50 points after a quarter, and that's just not the place for any not a personal foul if you're the Blue Bears here tonight. Now they're going to try for an extra point kick. It's the first time they've done that tonight. Line up for the point after. Good snap. Kick is up, and the kick is good, right down the middle. 11:39 to go in the first half. Ava leads Willow 55-0. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Ava will kick off. They've done that a lot in the first half. Leading 55-0 with 11:39 to go in quarter number two. We're just into the second quarter. Ava with the kickoff. It's a good end-over-end line drive kick. They'll be taken at the 20 by Ball up to the 30. Finds a blocker to the 35, and he'll be wrestled down there. That is Willow's best starting field position of the night. So a nice return by Ball. And Willow will try to just keep the ball for a little bit. That would be a step in the right direction. Had a couple of decent plays on the first drive of the game. Had a nice pass completion from Ferguson to Stewart, but Ava quickly took that out of play after it worked a couple times, and Willow's offense just has not gotten anything since. Dylan Ferguson will break the huddle. Sophomore quarterback will stand at his own 30 in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Rutledge back there with him. Splits him to the right side. Puts a man in motion. Gives it to the motion man coming from left to right. Breaks the tackle and, no, it was a fake. The fake would have gotten some yardage, but instead it was Ferguson who kept the ball and he was pinned back for a 2-yard loss. So I went with the fake and, unfortunately Ava did not go with the fake. Edward Smith coming around the right side did not have the ball. It was Ferguson, and he gets dropped for a 2-yard loss, and it'll be second and 12 for Willow. Ferguson breaks the huddle. Stewart will spot to the left side. Ball and Smith to the right. Takes the snap. Hand off to Rutledge. Rutledge right along the line of scrimmage. Reaches out the ball open for anything, and he's still going to lose a yard. And it'll be third down and 13 for Willow. Lady Bear volleyball team in the district semifinals tonight in Mountain Grove. The two-seeded Lady Bears playing Forsyth and lost the first set. And we'll try to keep you updated as that one goes along. Of course, it's best 3 out of 5, so plenty of time for the Lady Bears to get back in. And momentum is so big in volleyball. So win that second set, girls, and just go ahead and win two more after that. Ferguson takes the snap. Hands off to Rutledge, and he's stopped for another yard loss. And it'll be 4th and 14 for the Bears. Clock running at 9:45 left to go in the first half. Coach Forrest is going to come talk to us at halftime. Preview boys basketball. I believe this year, I've got the schedules, we'll look at it, but both boys and girls starting before Thanksgiving, and that's the first time I've ever remembered the boys having a game prior to Thanksgiving. So early starts for the basketball teams this season. Bears going to go for it, 4th and 14. Ferguson takes the snap, wants to throw over the head of Stewart, incomplete. And Ava will take over 1st and 10 at the Willow 31-yard line. Ava football team, the SCA conference champions this year. Their win tonight will finish a perfect SCA season. They are the undisputed champs. Right back to their place of glory they were just a couple of years ago. They rolled off a series of 3 or 4 years without losing a conference game. Had a couple of decent years, but not great by Ava standards. But, man, they are right back to where they always are. Pitch goes to the left side. It's a 30, 25, trying to cut it in and gets driven out of bounds at the 20-yard line. So Willow able to keep him out of the end zone on that one. And it's Thomas Merritt junior running back, as Ava starts to work in a few different jerseys here in the second quarter. It'll be first and 10 for Ava from the Willow 19-yard line. New quarterback in there as well. It's Grant Swadesh. Swadesh at quarterback. Hands it off up the middle, and about a 5-yard gain for Ava. So JV team is in for Ava here early in the second quarter. That's the right thing to do for Coach Merrifield. Clearly the varsity was dominating and scoring at will, so time to put the JV in and let them get a little work and experience here in this game. Swadesh keeps it, gets inside the 10, gets a first down to the 8-yard line, and Ava will have a first and goal from the Willow 8-yard line. Beautiful night here at Polinski Field. Sliver of the moon shining above. Swadesh under center. He'll put a man in motion. Handoff goes to the first back through, and he's driven backwards, giving forward progress to the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play for Tidwell. And it'll be second and goal for Ava from the Bears 7-yard line. Swadesh takes the snap, hands off right at the middle, and again, Willow there to cover it up. It'll be third down and goal. So, Willow defense performing better against the JV offense of Ava. Ava not really doing anything fancy either. They're just running it up the middle, so they're not looking to just add insult to injury at this point. Just going to keep running plays with their JV in there. Nothing fancy. Swadesh goes back under center. One back behind him. Two wings on either side. Put one of the wings in motion. He'll pitch it to that guy on the right side. Nearly gets blown up. Sheds a couple of tacklers. Gets it to the 5. Down to about a 4. And it'll be fourth and goal for Ava from the 4-yard line. And here comes wholesale substitutions for Ava. They're going to put the varsity back in on fourth down, or they're going to go for a field goal. I mean, that is what they're going to do. They're going to attempt a field goal here. Yeah, that's the right thing to do. Ava could cash this in for a touchdown with their varsity, and they know it. Willow knows it. But instead, they will get their kicker a little work and try a chip shot for a 3-pointer here. It is up, and it is good. Got a great kicker for a team that goes for two all the time. 3-pointer is good. Field goal good. And Ava goes up 58-0 with 6:20 to go in the first half. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Mack at Polinski Field, Ava leading 58-0 halfway through the second quarter. Willow on the return of the kickoff, and they'll take it up to about the 32-yard line. That's where they'll put it in play at their own 32, first and 10. Bad news from Mountain Grove, the Lady Bears in volleyball, the 2 seed, but they have dropped the first 2 sets to Forsyth. Second set, 26-24, and now Willow's got to win the next 3 if they want to keep their district hopes alive. We'll keep you updated on that. In the meantime, first and 10 for Willow on their own 32, Ferguson. Out of the gun, takes the snap. He'll hand off to Rutledge. Nope, he'll keep it on the left side. Got a little running room down the sideline to midfield. He's pushed out of bounds. I'm going to say he was out at the 48-yard line. First down, Willow, and the JV defense in there for Ava, and the Willow offense able to generate some success there. Joined by Coach Forrest. He's going to talk a little bit basketball at halftime, but while he's up here, he can commentate a little football.
Yeah, I know a lot about that. So,
Bears have it first and 10 now at their own 48-yard line. Ferguson in the gun. Two receivers on his right. But Smith in motion near him. He'll take the snap. Looks to throw. Being pressured. Throws it up. And it's caught by James Dean. The lanky tight end with the reception. And about a 5-yard pickup for Willow. Make it second down and 5 into Ava territory. Bears going to go tempo now. Ferguson, out of the gun. Two receivers to his left this time. Takes the snap. Hands off to Rutledge. Rutledge lowers his shoulder, but doesn't get anywhere. Right at the line of scrimmage. The Ava JV line is still a pretty good line, Coach.
Yeah, they are. They're really, really physical, top to bottom, I think. I've seen some of the scores. I don't think their JV's lost many games, if any, either. So they've got it going there right now.
When you've got a program like this, it just kind of takes care of itself.
Kind of just that expectation.
Hard to get it. Yeah.
Just that expectation.
Ferguson, third down and 4 for the Bears. Takes the snap, wants to throw, throws it onto the far sideline and over the head of Aiden Stewart. Incomplete, and it'll be 4th and 4 for Willow, and obviously Willow's going to go for it here. Trying to generate a little offense here late in the second quarter on the Ava JV unit. Ferguson. Two receivers right, one to the left. Rutledge with him in the background. Takes the snap. Gonna throw, drops back, and he is sacked back at the 50-yard line. So Willow will turn it over at midfield. Ava will take it back with 4:53 to go in the second quarter, trailing 58-0. It was 48-0 at the end of the first quarter, and really that touchdown was scored right at the beginning of the second quarter. Ava had over 50 points in the first quarter. And, man, as a coach, I mean, how did Coach Payne, you gotta feel for him this year, week in and week out, trying to get this team up. Just getting slugged in the mouth.
Yeah, I feel for him big time. You know, I see him about every Monday, about every day, and just check in on him, make sure he's doing all right. But he's got a pretty good attitude about it, so.
He's gonna run it right up the middle, pick up about 5 yards. It'll be a 2nd and 5 for Ava, down to the Willow 45. Kyle Pitts, sophomore quarterback for Ava. Pitts, 5'10", 150 pounds. Of course, their starter is a sophomore as well. Quarterback position at Ava is secondary to those three running backs that they'll run you over with. There's a snap. Keeper. And Bears swallow that up. Drive him backwards. Give him a yard loss. It'll be 3rd down and 6 for Ava. It's running plays continuing to move the clock. We're at 4 minutes left to go until halftime in the final game of the year at Polinski Field. Pitts under center. Hand off to the right side, and a nice tackle.
Good tackle there. 56
by Willow. That is Zeppelin Gillum on senior night.
Senior Zeppelin Gillum.
Nice to see Zepp get a good stop there. He's a kid that's given you all 4 years. And as nice as it's been for Stewart and Rutledge and those kids to come out, you got to give your hats off to a kid like Zeppelin Gillum that's kept with the program for 4 years.
Done it all for
3 different coaches. And Ava showing punch here. That's the right thing to do if you're Ava. It's a good punt. It's going to hit at the 1 and bounce into the end zone and out of the back of the end zone. Willow will take over at the 20-yard line with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Ava up 58-0. Willow will have one more district game next week. Going to probably either Forsyth or Stratford. Clearly an away game, and we were hoping for maybe one closer, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Liberty and Houston sitting in those 4 and 5 spots, and they play each other tomorrow night. And that's not ideal as a coach either, probably, playing the team that you're going to play in district one game before you do.
Yeah, then you got to kind of think of your game plan. Are you going to show your stuff or
right.
You gonna hide some stuff?
Ferguson takes the snap for Willow, keeps it in traffic, trying to find a hole, and he's not going to do it. He is driven backwards.
Nowhere to go there at all.
About a 4-yard loss for Ferguson.
Even Ava's JV team, and they just fire off the ball hard, and they're in the backfield before you even know it.
Was talking to their radio man before the game started, and talked about that, the offense that they run, and how unique it is to any other team in the area. And he said a lot of times,
you'll beat our middle school team. He said, but by the time they get to high school, they know that system so well that it just runs, and we've definitely seen the effects of that here tonight. Ferguson, second down and 14, takes the snap, fumbles, picks it up, trying to make something out of it, but he is going to be pinned in and dropped
for another loss.
For another loss, back to about the 14-yard line.
He just can't get, Dylan just, I'll tell you what, maybe the toughest guy I've ever seen. He has taken a beating this year, but just keeps getting back up, but he has no time right now. They're on him in a second.
Their offensive line has been an issue all year. It's just, it's not there. We can't run it, and you can't pass it because they're in your face as soon as you get the snap. Ferguson on a third and 17. We're under 2 minutes to go in the half. Two receivers right, one to the left. Takes the snap, drops back, wants to throw, fires it up.
Got a
nice pass. Made
it
open and just ahead of the receiver. Stewart, the intended target, he had a step on the D-back and just slightly overthrown. That would have been a nice big play there to give the fans something to cheer about, but instead it's fourth down and 17. And a punting situation.
There's a punt here.
Nice senior night before the game, and folks sticking around to watch the Bear Pride Band coming up at halftime. They won a bunch of awards this month, and we'll that was really about the band at halftime a little bit.
Really neat deal. And not only were the parents and the seniors recognized, but they each picked an educator that made an impact on their career, and we had elementary educators out there, secretaries. I thought that was really neat. And the teachers didn't know. They didn't know it was happening, so it was even better.
Such a cool idea, and we've got a timeout from Ava, I believe, with a minute 38 to go in the half. But, we started doing that in the volleyball senior night, did it here for football, and just wanted to showcase what those people in the school, not just teachers, but educators,
just people,
whether you're
people,
teaching or not, if you're working in a school setting, you're an educator,
and
those people make a difference in these kids' lives, and that was a really cool moment to watch those teachers and secretaries go out there and get a hug from those kids.
It was something that was just brought up the other day, and it was a new idea, and man, the kids just, you know, I was kind of like, well, we're going away from what we normally do, and the kids ran with it. They got right back with us. They thought they were excited about it. I mean, can we pick an elementary teacher? Like, yeah, anybody that you feel like had the most impact on your education. So it was a neat deal, and I heard it was really good at volleyball too.
Yeah, it was. Shout out to Jerry Wickens, Mr. Wickens, three times tonight was the educator that made an impact. So man, we had some good folks out there to be honored along with our seniors tonight. There's the punt of the way. With 4th and 17, Stewart will kick it.
Ooh, barely got it away.
Line drive kick, taken at the 45 by Ava. Up to the 40 and wrestled down at about the 39-yard line. Swadesh with the return. That's a good Ava name.
Yep.
Down at the 39, Ava will take over with a minute 27 to go. The scoring is definitely dried up here in the second quarter, thankfully, if you're a Bear fan. Ava was on pace to score about 200 if that pace continued.
Yeah, if they wanted to keep the pedal down.
Ooh. Such a dangerous team for anybody, and of course, as an SCA team, we're going to be rooting for them as they go into the district playoff. Not in,
of course,
Willow's class, and Mountain Grove, I think, is the 2 seed in that district.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that could be, I mean, that game right there.
It's a dangerous game.
You know, Ava Mountain Grove goes way back.
Yeah,
that'll be a dangerous game for Ava.
Swadesh playing quarterback, pitches to the right side, running back gets across the 35, about to about the 32, and there's a flag that came in right at the end of that play. We haven't seen too many flags here in the first half. He's going to move the flag. Didn't like where it landed.
Holding
on Ava. And it happened at about the 35, so they'll take it back to the 45. It'll be a 1st and 15 for Ava. Coach Forrest, of course, with us. Going to talk some basketball coming up at halftime, and you've probably heard it more this year than any other. Our folks are excited about basketball.
Yeah, they are. I'm excited. I'm ready to get going.
Swadesh at quarterback, and they're going to take a knee. I like that. New coach here at Ava. We've got new coach Swofford would have done the right thing, and Coach Merrifield doing it as well.
Well, I think
that's what you got to do.
Yeah,
right?
I think Coach Merrifield he's not too far off the old Swofford block. You know, I think he has helped him out, and you know, they've got a way of doing things there, and it seemed to work for him.
Well, this is the right thing to do. Very sportsmanlike. Not even with the JV team in there, you're not trying to run anything up.
That's
this
right,
game is well in hand and able to run out the rest of the half. They'll need to get up on it and take a knee one more time, and they will, and that will do it for the first half. We played a half at Polinski Field with Ava leading Willow 58-0. When we come back, we'll have our fall sports focus and talk with Coach Forrest about Bear basketball coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.